In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
You got the Mighty Manfred for your coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. And I am joined today by Gail Martin, former singer and daughter of Dean Martin. One of our recent holiday coolest songs in the world is Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, features Gail's father singing lead on it. Now first, we'll hear a tad of the song, and then we'll be back on the line with Gail to find out about those Martin family Christmases of yore on your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and I've got a very special Coolest Conversations lineup for you today. On the line with me now is Gail Martin, daughter of singer, actor, and comedian Dino Paul Crosetti, better known to all as Dean Martin. Our coolest song in the world this week is a version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, taken from a radio broadcast from like December of 1952. It's been released by Sony Music with the support of the Dean Martin Family Trust. Gail, how are you?
I'm very well. I'm so happy to talk to you.
I'm very happy to be speaking with you as well. So the holiday spirit, how's that going over there at the Martin household right now?
It's very busy. We have so many kids and so many Christmas things. I just put up my Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Oh, cute. Well, what was Christmas like in the Martin household when you were growing up?
It was chaotic and fabulous. We had a very big house. We called it the big house, but that was later. Big, huge, long living room, and at the end was an enormous tree, and we had 7 big rows of presents for each one of us.
Wow.
I know.
You had this big, giant tree. How long did the tree stay up? Like, did it go up after Thanksgiving and then after New Year's, or how long?
I think it sort of was, I'm trying to remember, it seemed maybe around the 15th of December, and then it would just be taken down just before New Year's.
And did you ever open gifts on, like, Christmas Eve, or was it like a Christmas
day?
No,
Christmas morning. Christmas morning was it. And after Mother and Dad came down and they'd watch us, they said, we're going back to bed, because we got up at, like, 5 or 6 or 7, you know. We said, we can't wake them yet.
Yeah, well, as kids. Was, in fact, thinking about your own Christmases as a kid, was there... Like, was there ever one gift that you always wanted, that you had always wished for, that you never got, that you would still think of?
No, we always got what we wanted, because we had this fabulous grandmother, and we would tell her. So it was my mother Jeannie's mother, Peggy, and she would make sure we all got what we wanted. You know, she started shopping in August.
Yes. Oh, man, that's terrific. Well, is there any gift that you had that you still think fondly of?
I did. I got a pretend fur coat. It was a faux fur, you know, and I just thought it was fabulous. I wore it all the time. I think I was 15 or 16.
Well, I know you were active as a singer in the 60s. Do you still sing?
Not anymore, but I did have fun because I used to open for Dad, and you know that was wonderful in Vegas and in Tahoe. So we had a good time. And the first thing he'd say when he got on stage was, "I thought she'd never get off."
Well, what got you interested in singing?
I just always was. I was just always a singer and a performer of sorts. You know, for I was just reading about my childhood friend Liza Minnelli doing stuff, and she and I used to put on shows for all of our parents, and we had a lot of parents, so the last parent got a really good show. You know.
Well, I've seen clips of online, like through YouTube, of you singing duets with your dad on TV shows. Did you ever actually record a duet with him?
No, we never did that. You know, I recorded some songs, but we didn't do a duet. But we have the tapes, you know, so from the shows, which is good.
Well, which is great, which is very cool. I guess he must have been supportive of your career then.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, before I started, I wanted to be on his show. He said, no. You go and you go all around the country and you play a whole bunch of small clubs. And when you get used to it and good at it, then you come back and you'll be ready, which I did. I went to Ohio. I went to Pennsylvania. I went everywhere. And for several months, playing a whole bunch of small little clubs, big orchestras, little orchestras, combos. And so he let me be on the show. And I remember I was used to singing, you know, to an audience. So I'd look to my right and left and Dad say, okay, forget that now, because you can either sing to 300 people in the room, or if you look at that little red light on the camera, you can sing to 3 million. So he taught me immediately. I said, oh, good idea, Dad. Thanks. You
know? Well, that's cool. I think this was like through Discogs, that I read that you had co-hosted a summer replacement TV series. Was that the Dean Martin Summer Show?
Yes, it was. And I'm just, you know, I had forgotten all about that. And it was Carol Lawrence, and I forget who the guy was.
Vic Damone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That happened to be in part of the blurb that I read. You co-hosted that with your dad, or?
Well, that particular show, we just did the, it was the three of us, Carol Lawrence, and you know, yeah. So Dad wasn't on that. That was his summer replacement show.
Okay. So there was a lot of looking in the red light then.
A lot of looking at that red light. I learned that one, yeah.
Okay, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That's our coolest song in the world this week. I mentioned the song. My understanding is it was taken from a radio broadcast from, I guess, December the 16th, 1952. Are you familiar with what radio broadcast this came from?
No. I was, what, 7, 5, 6? I do not know. Somebody will know.
Adair, are you familiar with the story on how the song got released?
No, but you know, I don't think it was. Or it was, and you know, I mean, all of a sudden it's being released now.
Right.
That, yeah.
Well, I heard, my understanding is it was part of a Martin and Lewis television show that they did.
Oh, all right, that makes sense.
And it was broadcast from Radio City.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Radio City.
out here in LA in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
As far as I know, I think that's his earliest sort of holiday recording.
Shows. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah. I mean, he could sing anything, you know, some of it.
Is there a favorite song that you have that your dad does? I mean, you know, he had so many. I was trying to count all the hits. It was like over 30 hits and over 30 albums, all these different movies.
I know. There was a song called Sway. He had so many good ones, but I mean, that was, I remember, now, if you'd asked me earlier, I'd have thought of it, but now I have to think. I'll probably think of it at 3 a.m. I'll call you.
That'll be fine. The song gets released, Sony Records, and also, or Sony Music, excuse me, and also the Dean Martin Family Trust. Who all is involved with the family trust?
Well, it's all my brothers and sisters, and that's it. Yeah.
And so it's like a collective. You guys kind of go over the ideas of whatever else might be released. Are there other recordings that you guys are considering of putting out?
We haven't met and thought about it yet. But you know, now that I had no idea that this one hadn't been released. So that's interesting.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, we're ready for more. So I mentioned, you know, he had so many hits and so many records. There's been so many movies. But what to you, what is his greatest legacy?
He was, to me, the best nightclub performer. I mean, he could do no wrong on that stage, you know, and with live audiences, he was so good. So that's where I love to see him.
And you performed with him in that sort of venue.
I did, yeah. I opened for him, so that was fun. But he was, you know, I told you the first thing he said when he got on stage, I thought she'd never get off.
Your father passed away back in 1995. I guess you were, you know, mm-hmm. around 50.
Christmas, yeah. Christmas Eve, yeah.
You're around 50 yeah. then. How difficult was that?
It was a surprise. It was a shock, you know, because out of nowhere. Because he'd been a little bit sick, but nothing like that, you know. So it was sad. But we have so many good, wonderful memories that it, you know, a lot of people lose parents and they don't have any, you know, connection or any way to relive stuff with them. And we were lucky. We got Dad all the time.
So you had a pretty healthy relationship, your close relationship with your father?
Yeah. Oh,
terrific.
Yeah, we all did. He had a good time with all of us, which was nice. All very easy.
Well, let's think here. In 2006, Capitol Records released Christmas with Dino. And I think that's the album that has that version of Baby It's Cold Outside when his voice was paired with country singer Martina McBride. And then that was released as a single. And then on December the 23rd, it went on to be a hit. It reached, you know, it was like number 7 on the adult contemporary charts, went to number 36 on the country charts, I think 45
wow.
on the Hot 100. I mean, he was up on the charts again after so long. Then at the beginning of the next year.
You know, he loved country music too. So that was, you know, later on, he loved country music, which was good. You know, it was great.
Well, then they released in 2007 this album, Forever Cool, which is pairs your dad's voice with a lot of contemporary artists. What is your feeling on that, you know, having your dad's voice paired with other people?
Oh, I think it's fun. Why not? You know, I love duets. I like anytime I hear him, it's great. So, you know, and I'm fond of all the country and all of that, you know, any kind of music. You know, so I'm happy. My favorite singer is Ella Fitzgerald, so don't go by me.
You know? Well, that's a good favorite to have.
I think so, yeah.
Well, we're going to take a listen to your dad singing with the Martina McBride version of Baby It's Cold Outside. But first, Gail, thanks so much for talking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. And from all of us here in the Underground Garage, we wish you and your family the merriest of Christmases.
Same to you guys. Thank you so much. This was fun.
All right, we're going to give a listen now to Dean Martin with Martina McBride singing Baby It's Cold Outside in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
It's cold outside.
I gotta go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I
pour. Neighbors might.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
dream?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
This spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I
well.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I'm moving closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Singing Baby It's Cold Outside. That was Dean Martin and Martina McBride here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Bedford, and thanks again to Dean's daughter Gail for speaking with me today. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing and editing our podcast. Another recent holiday coolest song in the world is Must Be Santa from Asbury Park, New Jersey's The Weaklings. The song is on the band's holiday album titled Christmas, out on Gem Records. And joining us to talk about the release is the band's bass player, Lefty Weakling, a.k.a. Glenn Burtnick. He's my guest next time around on your Coolest Conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Welcome has
how
been
lucky that you
so nice and warm.
look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look my delicious. Brother will be
there. Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.